Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting third. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Roof. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dane Eorg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Ramsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Sorensen. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergfell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman bunts towards third. Obergfell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Kingman steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. the umpire calls a balk on Scott Eorg, moves to second. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Roof settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sorensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott fires over to first and Kingman drops the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Hare moves to second. Gene Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive towards short. Ramsey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Wilson moves to second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Mozzilli moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Sorensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Roof settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Obergefell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 2 in the game. Obergefell hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Sorensen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott moves to second. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roof. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Ramsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Howard now playing right field. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun pinch hits for Mike Ramsey. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Porter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tito Landrum pinch hits for Larry Sorensen. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum bunts in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Braun moves to second. One out. Neil Allen now pitching. David Green pinch runs for Steve Braun. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hare hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. Green tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Gene Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 2, Cardinals, 2. Gene Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Julio Gonzalez now playing shortstop. Dane Eorg now playing left field. David Green now playing center field. George H. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Eorg. Howard reaches second base with a double. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stearns bunts towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Little fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is walked intentionally. Frank Tavares pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Neil Allen. Jim Cott now pitching. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Frank Tavares now playing shortstop. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Searage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 3 in the game. Obergefell hits a fly ball into left field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Jim Cott. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kingman is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Obergefell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez bunts in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. Hare moves to second. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-4 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick is walked intentionally. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles pinch hits for Ray Searage. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles bunts towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to second. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Tavares moves to third. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazzilli hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-4 in the game. Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Orlando Sanchez now catching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Sanchez interferes with Howard, who is awarded first base. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.